I find it so interesting that the beginning of today's reading, it said that the word of God continued to spread and grow. Today, if you've been following the news, you will find out that Cardinal Joseph Zen of Hong Kong have been arrested. And this is the truth that I don't think people in America understand, that communism, when we put absolute authority on one party and one government, it will continue to oppress us. But yet, we have to realize that the truth can never be confined, right? Who we are as Christian, we need to preach not only with the word of God, right? But with the truth that set us free. People can put us into prison. People can bash us or put us down. But the word of God can never be confined, because we preach the truth with our whole life. That's why if we truly live our Christian discipleship, even imprisonment, and even when we have to face hardship and the things that go wrong, we will always be free. Because God is our freedom. God is our eternal life. And in God, no one can ever take that life from us. So, for us here in America, we might be shocked of the reality, but my brothers and sisters, I grew up under the communists. This is nothing new. But what is important for us to see that here in America, are we worried about being politically correct, or are we worrying about how we present ourselves to other people, or how we want to be seen, how we want to be received, how we want to be portrayed, or how we want to be accepted by others? Do other people see Jesus in us? And do we dare to live what we profess? Or are we only using the word of God to justify ourselves? I have seen both sides of the political spectrum trying to use the word of God to justify their agenda. But no one is humble enough to truly follow Jesus. The servant of God, Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, the nephew of the late President Ngô Đình Diệm, was imprisoned by the communists for 13 years. And once he was released by the communists, he was exiled. And St. Pope John Paul later chose him to be the president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. And he wrote in his memoir, he literally wrote to the people of his own diocese when he was in prison. And later, all of his notes were composed into a book that called The Road of Hope. And in one of the notes, he wrote that many people in the procession love to volunteer to hold the cross and walk in front. But in the daily procession of our life, no one dare to bear the cross. What does he mean by that? Too many people just want to show how great of a Catholic they are, right? Everyone wants to be noticed, to be known. But how many of us are willing to bear the cross each day, to be a disciple of Christ and to observe what he has taught us? At the end of the day, we might impress other people, but if we're not true to ourselves, we are liars. God sees our heart. He knows our intention. And just as Jesus said that he did not come to speak on his own words or use the word of God for his own glory, he came to set us free. So the word of God can never be contained, or can it ever be imprisoned. Therefore, I'll end my homily today by asking you, are you and I enslaved by the things of this world? Do we worry too much about what other people are saying, what's going on? Or are we truly free to put our trust in God so that his word set us free and we have true freedom in him?